grease in there. Lube it up. There's a switch on the other side. Precise order that we determine, not you, never before has this configuration of bits appeared, and never again. Kung Fu Theremin provided by Steve Vedekian. Success at this moment is measured by the terms of the sheer numbers of robots that you can conjure up in your mind. Now try to make them fight. Excellent. Now try to make them fight. In your mind. try to make them fight. Glorious destruction. I'm so good at this. Excellent. Now try to make them fight. Robots, conjure up in your mind. Try to make them fight. Glorious destruction. The regular one, the usual one that we see every fucking day. We open our eyes to a land beyond, to a land, to a with monsters and elves and werewolves. Don't forget the werewolves. It's 2008. The future is fucking great. And it's here. Now what? Now what? What are we gonna do, man? Game over? The future's here, did you miss it? The future got here about an hour ago. I think UPS dropped it off, I had to sign for it. The future. The future got here about an hour ago. 2008, time to quit fucking around. 2008 has got balls. Balls. On the end of the year. The future is here. Got here about an hour ago. It was late to the show. sometimes, you know, it had to happen sometimes. Ontological realities. I'm talking platonic. Shadows on the cave wall. Trans future transmissions from beyond the grave. It's true, I'm telling you. The last frontier I see as I drink my beer. About an hour ago, I ate it and it tasted really good. There was pepperoni all over the fucking place, and I ate a whole bunch and it was tasty. I like to eat pizza. I like to eat pizza. Put it in my face. I jam it in the hole in my head, where it tastes good. Not talking about my ears. That sounds like pizza, but it don't taste like. of mouth. Don't like to think about when it comes out. Oh, it was so good back then, before it turned into poop. Funky theremin, wail on, groovy cat. This shit is happening. This shit is happening now. This shit is happening now. This shit is happening now. In San Francisco. Keeping track. This shit is happening now. This shit is happening now. But not for you, because you're listening to this later, and you're not cool, so you have to hear it later. It's very sad. You had to hear it later. You're missing all the coolness. Except you're hearing a little bit, but yeah. is to try to get a good look around before you fall apart. Don't forget. As Ferris Bueller said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could fucking miss it. And that was one of Matthew Broderick's best ever movies. After that, he got kind of fat. And he couldn't really play teenagers anymore. Because his head was too big. But it's still true. What I just told you. Yeah, I think the time signature just changed. I think that's 11/8 time. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But it's still true. There are only so many good 80s movies. And most of them either have Matthew Broderick or John Cusack. And Matthew Broderick's got War Games, but John Cusack has Better Off Dead. What are you gonna do? Oh, and Better Off Dead has that guy who played Booger. Booger. Booger.
Do you know the street value of this mountain man?
I can't even get real drugs here. The K-12. Who's gonna ski the K-12? Who's gonna save the senior center? Who's gonna satisfy the conditions of the plot? John Cusack! Even though he has that guy from MASH for his dad. And he has that weird guy as a neighbor. And his little brother picks up hookers. And launches a space shuttle at the end. Spoiler alert! But it's a great movie. It's symbolic. When your life seems stuck and not going anywhere, all you need to do is meet a hot French exchange student with the skill set necessary to solve all your problems. And everything will be great. Yes, I think we're all looking for the hot French foreign exchange student with the necessary skill set to solve all of our problems within an hour and a half. I'm down. They could go door to door. Solving problems. Hi, we're the French foreign exchange students with the necessary skill set to solve all your problems. And we're high, and we'll be your cool friend. And we'll solve all your problems. And we'll be your girlfriend. We're from France, and we're French. Foreign exchange students with the necessary skill set to solve all your problems. It's the 80s that explains everything. I was there in the 80s. It was just like that. It was exactly like that. You have all these problems. And then like some 80s music comes on and like you solve all your problems. Like this long montage of exciting things. And then when it's over, you've got one big problem that the plot set up for you early on. And you solve it. And that's how it works in the 80s. But when you get up to the 90s, you've got these dark anti-heroes like Batman and the Punisher. Yeah, in the 90s it's about dark, gritty, anti-heroes like Batman and Terminator 2. Terminator 2.
There has to be a better way to say Terminator 2. And Arnie was a good guy. Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
Just pretend the thumbs up part doesn't happen. And that Arnold can act. And if we all pretend together, he'll be the governor someday. And it worked out just like that. Has it turned out? Arnold Schwarzenegger is the greatest politician who ever lived. No need for accountability. No need to do anything right. Just show up. Have some famous muscles. And say crap from your movies. It's what everybody wants to hear. If you said something else, people might notice you're not making any fucking sense. And you're just a rich guy who bought the election. Because you're so famous and you are a Republican sleaze. But you're nominally in charge. Does that even make sense? Maybe.
Did you say nominally?
Yes. Because he's a puppet. He's just a puppet. When you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you can grope women. You can openly smoke weed. You can do what you want, cause you've got muscles that are famous. Muscles that have their own fins. Muscles that we like, please come back again. Famous muscles. Muscles we know best. Sweet muscles. I think his muscles should run unopposed. Just his muscles should run next time. It's a big pile of them.
Well, I apologize.
How's that game for you, Steve? You want to go try buy a skin food or something, man?
I apologize for what I
Thank you.
Cody.